Mekuta Sichas Chelek Tezvav, Parsha Vayera, Sicha Beis. As stated in Zohar, that the Zohar tells us, Tlosa Inan Dekayma B'Sa'adusa La'asada, there are three things which stand in testimony to testify. Ve'ilun Inun, Ve'elun Olin Inun, and these are the three. Be'er de Yitzchak, the well that Yitzchak dug, or the well of Yitzchak, Geiro, the lottery that was drawn in order to divide, to split up Eretz Yisrael amongst the different families and so on. But Abner de Shavi Yeshua, and the stones that Yeshua placed upon crossing the Yarden. Bechulu and so on. In Yiddish, drei zenen divas stehen als edus, three are the ones that give testimony, to give testimony, and does zainen, these are the three. The Be'er from Yitzchak, the Geirul from Evan from Yeshua. The Geirul and Evan from Yeshua. Be'er the Yitzchak min Olon. How do we know that the well of Yitzchak is a testimony, stands as testimony? To receive a parsha seno, as it says in our parsha in Vayera, Bavur tiyu lila edo, so that it will be as a testimony that I dug this well. Is nish verstandig? So we have to understand about this. The pasuk Bavur tiyu lila edo, this pasuk that says that this will be a testimony that I dug the well, this is talking about a well that Avram dug, not Yitzchak. So why does the Zohar call it the well of Yitzchak? The Ramaz Bavar in the Tmiyah Unzokt. So the Ramaz, a commentary on the Zohar, says, Makubal says, he explains this question, and he says, Zeb avurti lil eda Avram Amrei. This was actually said by Avram. Indeed, it was said by Avram. Ela aber shachofer Avram aber di Yitzchak. But the well that Avram dug was a well of Yitzchak. Aber das gufa for the beer. But this in itself, it doesn't really answer the question. Vi ken mezogen wegen dem beer was Avram ad gegrab. But this is beer di Yitzchak. Why do you call a well that was dug by Avram? Why do you call it the beer of Yitzchak? All he's saying is that it's called the Be'er of Yitzchak, but he doesn't explain why. Beis, the Tata in seine Oros Sefer Gilim von Zohar schreibt, my father, meaning the Rebbe's father of Levi Yitzchak, in his commentary that he wrote on the pages of the Zohar, he writes there, wegen dem Minyan in regards to this matter, Yachas HaBe'er LiYitzchak, Im Shekosov Zeb Avram, the relationship of this well to Yitzchak, even though it's written by Avram, is because the wells that Avram dug were eventually closed up by the Plishtim. After Avram Avinu passed away, and Yitzchak redug those wells. As it says in the pasuk in Toldos, Vayoshev Yitzchak Vayachber, that Yitzchak once again redug those wells. Vayikra lehem Shemus kShemus v'shekara lehem Aviv. And he called them by the same names that his father Avraham had called them. So from there we see that he redug the wells of his father. And therefore they are attributed to Yitzchak because he redug them after the Plishtim had closed them up. The Pirush von Taten is L'cha'ira L'hepech von Pirush HaRamaz. So it would seem that my father, the Reb Levi Yitzchak's commentary, goes the opposite of what the Ramaz said. Leuten Pirush HaRamaz, because according to the explanation of the Ramaz, as the Be'er Shechaver Avram who Be'er the Yitzchak, that the well that was dug by Avram is the well of Yitzchak meint, thus as Be'ikir is as Yitzchak's Be'er. That seems to say that even as Avram dug it, he was digging a well of Yitzchak. So it's mainly Yitzchak's Be'er. Und noch die Chfiris HaBe'er is given, nor the Chfiris HaBe'er is given to Avram. Only that the actual digging was done by Avram, but it was done, let's say, on behalf of Yitzchak. But Leuten Pirush von Taten, but according to Rav Levi Yitzchak's commentary, Kumto is Fakert, it comes out the opposite as Be'etzem, is his Be'er Avram, that in essence it was really Avram's well. He dug it. Now, Vibald Yitzchak hat es noch einmal aufgegraben, but because eventually Yitzchak re-dug that same well, the far is the Pasuk Miyachas, the Be'er to Yitzchak, that's why the Pasuk relates it to Yitzchak, but it was dug by it was Avram's Be'er. So the Ramah seems to be saying that it was Chachila Yitzchak's Be'er, even as it was dug by Avram. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak seems to be saying that it was Avram's Be'er, but because Yitzchak redug it, so it became associated with him. Es ist moven a pasha, das leid dem teichen op himis eine von Chafiris Be'eris, haben beide Perushim an Ort Vazbara. It's obvious and clear that according to the understanding and the inner meaning of what it means to dig a well, both of these explanations are correct. Dafen verstehen, so we have to understand in vos bashteit the chilek ha-pirushim, what is the difference between the two explanations of the Ramaz and Rebbe Yitzchak? Und favos hat der Tate anstatt zu Maz b'zayin den pirush ha-Ramaz? Vos vert filmo rob gebracht in Sifrei Chassidus? Why is it that Rebbe Levi Yitzchak, instead of explaining it according to the explanation of the Ramaz, and the Ramaz is a reliable commentary, he's quoted many times in Chassidus. So why did he choose? Why did Rebbe Levi Yitzchak explain it in a different way, not only different, but actually contrary, the opposite of what he explains? The Yishleimer is a Tamlo Zez Merumas in the Mtziyan, was the Tata Gitzu B'Seif Pirushe, and one could say that the reason for this can be found in the note where the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak tells you to look further on the matter, which he says at the end, V'ayim Ezeb Teira Eir Eish Pasha told us that you could look in Teira Eir, and there we can find the explanation for this, Sukkot Lahalan, as will be explained. In Teira Eir Dort is Mavur, what does the Teira Eir there explain? As the Inyan from the Avodah from Avram is in Kava Chesed, that Avram Avinu's Avodah, as is well known, was in the area of Chesed, Hamshocham L'mayla L'mata, which is another way of saying that he drew down from above below. He brought things from the heavens above into the world. Uninyonei V'Avodah Shal Yitzchak is given Kava Gevura, whereas Avram Yitzchak's Avodah was in the area of Gevura. Halah Milmata L'mayla, which is another way of saying that Gevura means that we have to take what we have down here and elevate it and bring it up a level to the higher levels. That's the difference. Chesed draws down from above. Gevura refines that which is below and elevates it to a higher level. Und afar gefindmen, as by Avram steht, Avram oyevi, and that's why we find that in regards to Avram, it says, Avram who loved me. Und by Yitzchak steht, upachad Yitzchak, in regards to describing Yitzchak, it says, and the fear and the awe, the reverence of Yitzchak. Weil Ava nimmt sich von Midas Chesed, because love comes from the area of Chesed, which was Avram's Avoda, and Pachad Yira is from Midas HaGevura, whereas Pachad, fear or reverence, comes from Gevura. That's why Yitzchak is associated with Pachad and Avram with Ava. Und leid dem Chilut zwischen der Avoda von Avram and Avodas Yitzchak. And according to this difference between the two Avodas of Avram and Yitzchak is the Alter Rebbe Mevar Dor, the Alter Rebbe explains there in Teira Eir, dem Tam, the reason, was the Be'eres welch Avram had gegraben, seine verstoppt geworden durch die Plishtim, why is it that the ones that Avram dug, the wells that Avram dug, were ultimately closed up by the Plishtim? Und dafke noch dem Yitzchak hat sie die Be'eres oiv gegraben, and it was only after Yitzchak redug them, und das from the Snai, once again, only then did they have a lasting, did they stay and last and so on, that they weren't closed up anymore. And the reason is, because Plishtim, the Klippa of Plishtim, is only able to oppose, to undermine the area, the Kava Chesed of Kedusha, but it's not able to compromise Gvura. So once Yitzchak applied the Midas HaGvura to it, then they had no ability to close them up. This is spiritually speaking. So to explain this, the Bir Funaminyan, to explain this idea, Plishtim is from Loshon Mavi HaMefulosh. Plishtim comes from the word Mefulosh, which means open-ended. It's open at both sides. A Mavi, which means an alleyway that connects different areas of the city, which is open on both sides. You can have a closed alleyway, which is like a cul-de-sac, or one that goes through all the way. You can go from in one and out the other way. A mavi often from beide Seiten, which means a mavi which is open at both ends. Und das ist was Razal sagen, and that's what our sages tell us, Plishtim leitzonim hayu, that they were mockers, scoffers. Valatzonis kum mitzad psichas aleb b'yeser. Where does mockery come from? It comes from a person's feeling of openness and open to things, and therefore and overdone in a way that it's overdone. It's too much. That it's open to every area, and therefore this leads to a certain feeling of happiness, and which brings to, in the wrong way, brings to scoffing, to mockery. A person that's feeling depressed is not going to do a good job in making jokes and so on. When Ayei says the inyan from Chfiras Averus from Avram is the Aveda from the Srachvus mitzad the Chesed Kedusha. And since Avram's approach to the digging of the wells was from Chesed, Chesed also means openness and giving unbridled, whatever it is that you're doing, unbridled. The Tnua from Ava, Tainagun Simcha Belukus, which means enjoyment and joy with Elukus, Bizgabrus Gdoyle Beyeser, Mekfi Amida, even more than would be naturally expected, more than is normal and natural and average. The Riber Hadagiken Zain, the Inu from Yisat Mum Plishtim, and that's why the Plishtim also have that, but from the side of Klippa, that's why they were able to counter that with their feeling of Israchvus. While Israchvus the Kedusha git orat farinike from Plishtim, because Avram Avinu's Israchvus of Kedusha, that's where his Aveda came from, has room for an opposing type of Israchvus. It acknowledges another side to Israchvus as well. Israchvus from the Umazeh, Vasav Menaget Zekdusha, and that's why it was able to counter Avram Avinu's Aveda of Israchvus with its own, with the Plishtim's own Israchvus of Klippa. However, not the unique from the Snagdus from the Chitzenim is Nid Shayech, based in Midah from Avram is Meir Begili and Ebesha Adam. But this ability for the Plishtim, of the Le'umazet, to be able to compromise the Yisrachvos, is not possible when the Midah of Avram is being felt as it's being felt, as it's being experienced. Thus haste in the Zeit, when the Eira Leki is Meir Begili in the Ava Ve'einig. That means when this godly feeling of joy and simcha is being actually manifestly felt and experienced. Only when it recedes, when that intense feeling of ava and so on and joy recedes and calms down and abates. Demolt is meglach at the tnuof and esrachvus and psichas alev zol tzubereng and tzahilus and simcha de klipa. Only then is it possible that the remaining feeling of joy is able to be channeled into a negative area of esrachvus, meaning the plishtin. Vos dos is mudgish and pasuk, and that's what the pasuk is emphasizing when it says vayisatmum plishtim achre mois Avram, that when did the plishtim successfully close up Avram's wells? Only after he died. As dafke nordem yisat sich von em abgeton der ave de kdusha mois Avram, only once Avram Avinu's influence, intense direct influence, recedes. That's what is meant by Avram Avinu died. Only then could the Plishtim's influence be felt, be applied. Und says beim geblieben nur der Tnu von Psychs 11, all that remains is a feeling of openness. Nor dan is dan or tfadis nagdos from Plishtim. Only then is there an ability that the Plishtim's feeling of openness should influence a person that experienced Avram Avinu's feeling of openness. That's why Ve'yisatmon Plishtim, that's why after Avram Avinu died, after the direct influence of Avram recedes, only then could the Plishtim's influence be felt and applied. So that's why the Plishtim were able to have an effect on Avram's Aveda, aber de Be'eres von Yitzchak haben de Plishtim nicht verschotten. But the wells of Yitzchak, they were not able to close up. For Mayesas Chfiras Beidus from Yitzchak is the Aveda von Yiru Facha de Kedusha. Because since the digging of the wells of Yitzchak, that is from the Aveda of Yiru Kedusha, of Kedusha, the Farab and the Plishtim was in their Lu'umazeh von Chesed de Kedusha, nish gekent seisim zayin de Beidus from Yitzchak. Therefore, the Plishtim, which have only the ability to counter chesed of kedusha, they were not able to counter Yitzchak's aveda of gvura. Vasinyanim is gvura the kedusha because Yitzchak's aveda is gvura. While ein biyachelus kol midasha vel umazel liyus menaget l'masha midasha connect the kedusha. Because it's within the ability of any midah of klippa only to counter its counterpart in kedusha, but not to be able to counter some other midah which is not what this klippa is about, and therefore the midah of plishtim is not able to counter the midah of gvura in kedusha. Hey, nishnar ham de plishtim nishgi kent seisim daim zayin de beirusim shol Yitzchak. Not only were they not able to close up the wells of Yitzchak, nor nochmer, even more so. Oich de be'eris von Avram, that even those wells of Avram, hagam zeirin in its chesed, even though they originated in chesed from the avodah of Avram, ham ze nishgi kent verstoppen, noch dem be Yitzchak hat zeir oivgegrom. They were not able to close them up after Yitzchak finished dealing with them on his level, even though they were originally in the area of chesed as well, so therefore they would have had the ability to counter them. They did have the ability to counter them, but after Yitzchak finished, they were not able to. Das bore in them. What is the explanation why after Yitzchak finishes, they're not able to? The tchuna for midas ha'ave is fabuna mit hergesh ha'metzias. Yesh misha oyev. The ava comes from a feeling of self, as is expressed in the expression that is brought in Kabbalah, Yesh Misha Oyev, there's the one who loves, which can be otherwise understood as when you love, you have a feeling of self. I love. There is a certain appreciation and of yourself in order to bring out the feeling of love. Yira Aber. On the other hand, Yira is Kabbalah Soil is Bitla Metzias. That comes from a feeling of negation of oneself. Yira means feeling a distance between yourself and the object of your awe and reverence. So therefore, you feel less of yourself. You don't play a role in this, whereas by Ava, I want to be close. There is a feeling of self in becoming close to the object of your love. Und der Rieber, wenn die Avodah von Eiden is nor mit Ava und Simcha allein, therefore if the Avodah of Yid is only with Ava and Simcha, bibal, der steht in at nuah von Yesh, since that brings out a certain feeling of your own Metzias Hagam, as thus is Yesh's the Kedusha, even though it is expressed in an area of Kedusha, love for Hashem, kenada fun kumen zu poshete Yesh's, but this could lead also to simple feeling of importance of yourself, und von der Israchwas der Kedusha. And from this feeling of expansiveness within the area of Kedusha, which comes in davening and love for Hashem, in welcher steht b'shas ha'tfila, soll der nochar opfallen in der Israchwas der Klippa. That can, however, leave, as he said before, once the feeling of Kedusha recedes, what's left is a feeling of Israchwas, of self-importance. So therefore, that can also be expressed in a negative way in Klippa. This could lead to simple joking and mocking and scoffing and so on. But when a person is also serving Hashem through Yira and Kabbalah Soil, the Tenua from Bitl and Ebech HaYeshus, which is a feeling of self-abnegation and the opposite of Yeshus, of self-importance, the Los Nish, the Bitl, as the Chitzenim, Zolnav Mayenika, Afilu from the Yisrachvus, from Abba V'Simcha, this doesn't allow that after one after one had a feeling of love, but since it's accompanied also by Yira, so it doesn't allow the feeling of love, the feeling of Yeshus, which comes with it, to be expressed in a negative way, because it reins in that feeling of Yeshus where it's not necessary. In the Av of Hashem, it is necessary, but in later, what comes later is, of course, negative, and that's what the Yira reigns in, that feeling of Yeshus, which could be expressed in negativity. Und the mit is moving. From this we understand, was die Be'eres, was Avram hat gegraben, haben die Plishtim seisim gewen. And that's why the ones that Avram Avinu dug, the Plishtim, were able to close up. Aber danach, wenn Yitzchak hat sie aufgegraben, but then when Yitzchak re-dug them, They were no longer able to close them up because now Yitzchak applied the feeling of Yira as well. And therefore they no longer had a feeling, influence on that Hisrachlus. Well, then in the Be'eris von Avram, Avedas Abba v'Simchis, Faran Oich Dichfira von Yitzchak, because when joining the Avedah of Avram, which is the Avedah of Simcha and Yisrachvus, comes also the Avedah of Yitzchak, the Tnuah from Bittul and Yirav Gabal Asayil, Yishenit Shayach HaDechetzenim is only HaMayinike Punzei, therefore it's no longer possible that the Chetzenim should have any access to this feeling of Yisrachvus, because it's accompanied, the Faruz Le'nifzik Oid Neviyosim, and that's why they never were closed up, the Eiris of Yitzchak, the wells of Yitzchak, continued indefinitely. They no longer, the klipa no longer had ability to influence it. So according to this explanation, we can understand that the be'edus of Avraham had gegraben, that those wells which Avraham dug agam, that the plishtim amzei fashot, when Yitzchak had say oiv gegraben from the snai, that even though the plishtim covered them up and Yitzchak had to redig them. From deswegen seine zei oich nordem be'ikir Avraham's be'edus, still we call them, we attribute them to Avram, they are the ones that Avram dug. The Aveda of Ava and Simcha, they are primarily the Aveda of Ava and Simcha. And the Pa'ula of Yitzchak Yirav Kabbal Asayil is because they tzvahitten them kiyum from their Ava and Simcha. And that Yitzchak's contribution is only a safeguard that the Aveda of Ava and Simcha should not be drawn into any negative areas. But primarily it's a be'er, it's a well, which expresses the inyan of Ava v'simcha. When the Ribbis, the Tata Mefarash, has the Kavana von Zayir in Imloshim Be'er the Yitzchak, that's why the Rebbe's father explains the intent of the Zayir. When he calls it the well of Yitzchak, is Nisha the Etzem Be'er is Yitzchak's. Not that the well itself is Yitzchak's well, V'leitin Pirush HaRamaz, as the Ramaz says, that it was primarily Yitzchak's well, nor as Das is the Be'er Avram, but rather that it still remains the Be'er, the well of Avram. One sees nor vos yichasei li Yitzchak, and only that it has also an attribution to Yitzchak as well. Hayes as the kiyum from Avram's Aveda is durch dem Aveda from Yitzchak, since what gives it eternal feeling, what gives it continuity, is Yitzchak's contribution, and that's why Yitzchak's name is also called upon it. So that explains how Rabbi Levi Yitzchak explains it. Now the Hasbara in Pirush Hanal for Ramaz lit in Teres Achsidus to explain it, the Ramaz's approach that he does attribute it to Yitzchak, according to Achsidus, the inyan from Chafiras Beiris Beklolos is the Aveda in Anoifim from Lomata Lomaila. The very idea of digging wells is the Aveda of Gvura, which means to take what is below and to refine it and make it useful and elevate it. Which is of course the Aveda of Yitzchak. This is explained in many places that the idea of digging a well means right here in this place, which when you look at the ground at this moment, all you see is a bunch of earth. So instead of bringing water from somewhere else, you dig deep, you keep digging and digging and digging until you find the source of water from this place itself. That's the idea of Mulmata Lomaila. We dig and we find what is found below and bring it up and make it useful. So in essence, digging of wells is the Aveda of Gvura of Yitzchak. The Faris, the Ramaz Mefarish, that's why the Ramaz explains it as the Be'er Gehed Be'ikatsu Yitzchak, that digging wells in general is an Aveda of Yitzchak. It belongs to Yitzchak. Kava Gvura. Now says in them er given the uftu of Avram kava chesed, but that there was also the influence of Avram, which is the inyan of chesed. So in other words, in general, one would say that the chfiras abeiris is an avayda of Yitzchak, and that's why the Ramaz explains it that way. Yesh lohesev, and one can add even more. In zoyar dort retzich nor doch nit wegen dem er gufa. Over there, it's not talking about the well itself per se. Nor wegen dem be'er als edus, but the Zohar is actually talking about the fact that the well was called as a testimony. It was there to testify that Avram dug it. Und afar ruftarem on be'er di Yitzchak, and that's why he calls it the well of Yitzchak. die Sach von Eidus ist zu öftern dem Kiem von dem. Because what does Eidus mean? Eidus means that until the Plishtim kept saying that it was their Be'er, and that's why they closed it up. Now, we will have testimony that it was Yitzchak that dug the well. In other words, to give it the continuous imprint that Yitzchak is the one that dug the well. This is something that is mine, that it's ours, not the Plishtim's. So in other words, what the Zohar is talking about, the fact that it will remain and go on continuously. That's what the idea is, the kiyum of the well. Das Eidus sagen von der Eidim is mevatel der Urim of the Zach, because generally what the testimony does, it removes any other type of anyone that complains or challenges anything about this. It gives kiyum, it enforces what the truth is about this matter. Und der Inyan Hakim in the Be'er hat sich umgetan durch Yitzchak Kanal, and since to give continuity to the well, as we explained before, that Avraham Avinu may have initiated the well and it was his Avodah, but in order to keep it whole and keep it wholesome and keep it on the proper path, that it shouldn't be usurped by the Plishtim and so on, for that you needed Yitzchak. So Yitzchak was giving the Kiyum. And since the Zohar is talking about the Kiyum of the well, the Eidus of the well, therefore it attributes it to Yitzchak, and that's why the Ramaz Lechatchila calls it Yitzchak's well, because that's the subject matter of the Zohar here. The Inyan and Avodas Adam, what does this all tell us about our personal Avodah? The Avodah von Eidin darf sein Beyire und Bittel. The Avodah of a Yid has to be Beyire and Bittel. Nor mitzad Geidel Malos HaSimcha. But since there is such a great quality in Simcha, darf in dem sein euch de Kava Simcha, de Simcha darf aber sein behellen. Therefore there has to be also the Kava Simcha. Simcha is so important that underlying the Avodah of Yira and Kabbalah Soil, there also has to be Simcha. But the Simcha is sort of in the background. That's generally speaking. There are times which require unbridled Simcha, like on Yom Tov and so on. There are times for Simcha, but generally speaking, the Avodah of Simcha is in the background. It's underlying the Avodah, but it's not what is manifest about the Avodah. Von dem, was es mevor in Teire Eurish, Patrick told us, as durch der Chfira de Yitzchak leinifzak oid neviyasa. From this, that we see from what he explained before from Teire Eur, that when Yitzchak gave his imprint onto the Be'eris, that's when it no longer was stopped, it continued. From the Be'eris, was Avram at Chayfe given, that those wells which Avram dug now had continuity is mulchach. From this it becomes clear as the uftu from Yitzchak kavagvur is in them, was durch em is given the kiyum from the be'edus of Avram, the avoda from the ava v'simcha. From this it becomes clear that the avoda of Avram, which is simcha, got its continuous and its lasting ability from the avoda of Yitzchak. Das meint, dass die Avoide is in Kav Ha'ava Vasimcha Gemaimer Azoyer. So in other words, we see that the Avoide is really in the Kav Ha'Avoide. And Simcha, as the Zoyer says, Les Pulchan Ha'Kulpulchan Ha'Rechimusa, that there's no Avoide that could compare to the Avoide of Ava. Nor Bechdeshi is Kayim by a Simcha, but in order that the Simcha should be able to have lasting, proper, lasting Ktusha expression, it has to have first Yira, and that's what keeps the Simcha safe. So in other words, even though the Simcha is to a certain degree in the background, but Be'emes, that is what is under, what should be underlying, that is really what the central Aveda is, the Aveda of Simcha, even though it starts with Kabbalah Soil, and the Simcha sort of is in the background, but still we understand from this now that the Aveda, the Iker Aveda, is in Simcha.